My name is Dave Neuswanger. I'm fisheries supervisor for the Upper Chippewa Basin with the Wisconsin DNR. That Upper Chippewa Basin, Bob, is a six-county area that includes Ashland and Iron counties, Sawyer and Price, and Ruskin-Taylor.
And I guess it would be fair to say that the Big Chip, the Chippewa flowage, is maybe the most well-known body of water to people throughout the state that's located in your area.
Yeah, in terms of waters in our area, it is the ninth most fished body of water in the state of Wisconsin and certainly the most well-known in northwestern Wisconsin.
Let's just address the issue of water levels first. Now, obviously, I mean, anybody who's spent any time in northwest Wisconsin in the last few years knows that, you know, we're in the midst of a drought. But I guess how low is the chip at this point?
The Chippewa flowage is down about a foot and a half, which is not as low as it has been at times past. It was lower than that last August, for example, when it was still quite usable, you know. And so the Turtle Flambeau flowage is down, I think, a little bit more than that, but again, still quite accessible.
Yeah, there are no, there can't, with water levels down, you know, that much, there can't really be any inaccessibility issues.
Right. The boat ramps were built with the idea in mind that flowages like this would fluctuate somewhat. And so I think we'd have to lose another couple, 3 feet of water before, you know, we'd really have a hard time getting boats in and out of these two big bodies of water. All of the public boat ramps are open and accessible and usable. I've used the Chippewa flowage boat ramps myself, and one of my biologists, Skip Sommerfeld, has been fishing over on the Turtle Flambeau flowage when he's not busy doing fish surveys at night, and he says that they're also quite functional.
How low would the water have to be before we might have some accessibility concerns?
I think it'd have to get another foot or two lower on the chip and probably the same on the Turtle Flambeau flowage. And I think we would just have to have an extraordinary drought for the remainder of the summer for that to occur. Not that it might not, but, you know, right now, at least accessibility is the least of our concerns. There are many other things going on that I think we need to be aware of and concerned about. I think people who are boating on the Chippewa flowage and the Turtle Flambeau flowages have always needed to be careful, because even at a full water level, there are some uncharted navigation hazards in those bodies of water. And so at a little bit lower level than full, there are going to be more of those. They're going to be a little more likely to ding a propeller, for example. So, you know, we've always advised people to be careful on those lakes, but I think we're advising that they be particularly careful now with the water down. But anybody who's fished these lakes midsummer the last couple of years has fished them at even lower levels than they're at currently.
And just as kind of a related question, because I'm not really too familiar with how the dam at Winter, and I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the dam for the Turtle Flambeau, but how do those fit into the whole issue of level?
The Turtle Dam and the Winter Dam, the Turtle Dam backs up the Turtle Flambeau flowage, the Winter Dam backs up the Chippewa flowage. Both of those facilities are operated by Xcel Energy in compliance with licenses from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that requires them to release a minimum amount of flow downstream in order to maintain life in the rivers below the dams. And so there's always a certain amount of water going out that is required by law in order to maintain downstream water quality and habitat conditions that will allow fish and wildlife to survive in the river environment below. So if there's nothing coming in, there's always something going out, even at a minimal level, and that's how these water levels can eventually over time be reduced during a drought situation.
And I guess lastly, How would you characterize the game fish populations in the Chippewa flowage and the Turtle Flambeau flowage right now? And are the water levels having an impact on those?
We have been sampling both of those reservoirs this year, in fact, and so we've got up-to-date information. We have probably some of the best fishing one could imagine on both, and I'm not saying that to promote tourism. I'm just saying that what we're observing in our samples by means of electrofishing, which allows us to look at literally hundreds of fish in a given night of survey work, we're seeing probably one of the best smallmouth bass populations anywhere in the Chippewa flowage right now. That did not used to be the case. We're seeing high numbers of preferred size bluegills. Those are fish, 7.5, 8 inches and larger. Preferred size crappies up to 10, 11 inches long, a lot of fish over 9. We're seeing good numbers of very robust muskellunge in the Chippewa flowage up to 50 inches and larger. So the Chippewa flowage has been outstanding in terms of early spring fishing opportunity. The turtle flambeau flowage has an excellent walleye population right now. Perhaps not as many crappies as the Chippewa flowage, but, bigger crappies on average, most likely. An excellent smallmouth bass fishery, which it's always had, and not great numbers of muskellunge, but trophy muskellunge in the turtle flambeau flowage. So both of these bodies of water are kind of go-to places for certain things, depending on what you're most interested in.
Great. Let me, one other thing I wanted to ask you about, and that is just the smaller lakes in your region. I mean, thinking about lakes like Grindstone or Lacouta Ray or Long Lake in Washburn County, and I know it's difficult to just give a blanket answer, but are there accessibility issues at some of those smaller waters?
You have to get to bodies of water that are quite small and typically don't have well-developed concrete boat ramps in order to have accessibility issues. We're not aware of any accessibility problems on lakes the size you're talking about in Sawyer County or Iron County. The concrete boat ramps are still functional, on all of these lakes. Some of them are not down as much as the Chippewa and Turtle Flambeau flowages. Some of them are only down 6 inches or 12 inches. So not an issue for most of the major waters. There are some small lakes, however, that typically have either gravel boat ramps or carry-in access that are quite low. You've probably heard of a few. I can think of one in particular, a Pigeon Lake in Bayfield County. It's not a very big lake, but it's probably down 10 or 12 feet because it's very high in elevation. There's very little groundwater flow into Pigeon Lake, and in the absence of normal precipitation, the water just evaporates, and eventually you wind up with a much reduced pool. So there are some small lakes that are in that situation, that are at high elevations and don't get any groundwater recharge, that are quite low, but they're not the major waters. They're not waters that a lot of people are going to count on in terms of their boating and fishing recreation over the Memorial Day weekend.